Just one cactus can hold up to 200 gallons of water. It uses the water to get through tough times.
Storing up water for the desert is kind of like something Christians should do too. Hey, this is Zach, and you're dialed in to Keys for Kids. Get set for a really interesting story. But first, let me ask you this. Have you ever been to a desert? They're hot, dusty, and most importantly, dry. There's hardly any water anywhere. The cactus that live there soak up every drop of water and store it up until they need it. Christians should do the same thing, not with water, but with God's Word. When you read and memorize the Bible, you're storing it up until you're tempted to do something wrong. Then you'll remember what God says, and that will help a lot. It's just like Psalm 119, where David wrote, "Your word I have hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Our story today is called Incredible Saguaros. Riley leaned all the way back to see the top of the huge saguaro cactus next to her. Its spiny arms reached out and up toward the sky. With so many big arms, this thing should be holding something. "Try sitting on one of its arms, Easton," Riley said with a grin. "No way," said Easton. "I'm not sitting on those prickly things." "Those arms," said Dad, "are holding what is probably the most valuable thing in the entire region." "And I know what it is," Easton said. "Water." Cactus plants can live in the dry, hot desert by storing water inside their trunks and arms. "That can't be right," said Riley, looking around at the sand and rocks. They extended as far as she could see. "There's no water here." "Easton is right," said Dad. "Cactus roots don't go very deep into the earth. Instead, they go down only about 3 feet and then spread out about 100 feet in all directions. The spread out roots draw in every drop of rain, sending it to a hidden storage area in the arms and trunks of the cactus. That inner water supply is what keeps this cactus alive and growing. These big fellas can soak up as much as 200 gallons of water, enough to last them a whole year." "Yeah, that's why they're pleated like an accordion," Easton said, eager to show his knowledge. "The pleats expand as the spongy material inside absorbs water." "That's incredible," said Riley. "Well, Mr. Cactus, I can see you're a pretty smart guy." Dad smiled. "And one with a good lesson for us about the importance of storing things." "About storing water?" asked Easton. "I don't really mind carrying a water bottle, and I like the size of my arms the way they are." Dad laughed. "I wasn't thinking of your arms, Easton," he said. "Let's try your heart. I hope both of you will store God's word in your hearts and minds, just like this cactus stores water in its arms. Then when things get difficult, you can draw from those words of hope, comfort, and guidance. Knowing God's word and all Jesus has done for us will help you grow into mature Christians who are pleasing in God's sight." So what about you? Have you been growing spiritually? Are you storing God's word in your heart by reading the Bible and memorizing verses? Storing God's word in your heart will help you understand how much Jesus loves you and who you are in Him. Read and study it so you can learn more about Him and remember everything He's done for you. Our key verse is Psalm 119, verse 11. "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." And our key thought today, soak up God's word. In season 4 of Down Gilead Lane, it's time for Operation Lemonade. Join Maya, Brooke, and Michael as they try to solve Coleraine's biggest mystery, the night Grace was orphaned. Learn about friendship and forgiveness as Operation Lemonade starts to unravel secrets down Gilead Lane. To order season 4, head over to Keys for Kids and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening.